Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, Amar Rav Shlokish, Kedei Lachanche B'mitzvus. That's the Machlokes. Rav Yochanan says it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that a father has the right to make a Naziris for his father. He can give him a Kabbal Naziris for his son. And Rav Shlokish says, no, it's not Halacha, it's not a Diraisa, it's only the Rabbanu Dik Halacha. Kedei Lachanche B'mitzvus, the father has the right, as Mitzvus Chinuch, to get his son used to the mitzvah of Naziris. So the father could be mekabel nezirus for his son, and the nezirus is only midrabbanan according to Rosh Lakish. So Mara says, "Ihochi if so, afilo ishanami." Like if you learn it's only a mitzvah chinuch, so why can't the mother do it for a son also? Like if you tell me it's a lach l'mashim Sinai, so the lach was said only upon the father and not upon the mother. But if you tell me it's only a mitzvah chinuch, that the father, that is chiv chinuch, he can make his son into a nazir, so how come the mother can't make her son into a nazir also? Fradimori Hochi is so afil ishanami. Samara says, Kisava Rosh Lakish holds that ish chayiv lechanech b'noi b'mitzvois, v'yena isha chayeves lechanech es b'no. There's only a mitzvah chinuch upon the father. The father has to see that his children does mitzvahs. Mashenkin, there's no chiv upon the mother chinuch. The mother doesn't have the chiyuv chinuch to mechanech a child. The mitzvah chinuch is only upon the father, not upon the mother. The Gemara says like this: But bishleim el Rabbi Yechanan the Yama halachi ben nazir. If you tell me this halacha of our Mishnah is halacha l'meishem misina that the father could be madir his son to make him into a nazir lahachi benoyin bitalai. Then I understand why the father could only do it for his son and not for his daughter. Like that's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So halacha was said only upon the son, not upon the daughter. Ela l'Rosh Lakish, afilu bitai. But according to Rosh Lakish, as a mitzvah chinuch, l'chura there should be a chinuch to mechanech your daughter also. So if it's a mitzvah chinuch, why can't the father make his daughter into a nazir also? So Mara says, Enechnami Rosh Lakish holds kesavar b'noi chayiv l'chanchoi bitai eina chayiv l'chancho. That the mitzvah's chinuch upon the father is only to his son and not to his daughter. It's a svara on the son and not to the daughter. So Tzayis explains before why. B'noyin b'taloi, tekach halochi b'noy d'shayach b'mitzvah's legash yigdol mutal alav l'chanchoi. A boy, a son, that when he becomes bar mitzvah, he'll be mechuyev in all mitzvahs. Therefore now the father has a chiyuv to mechanech him. Abo b'taloi, but the daughter, like even though when she comes to bas mitzvah, she'll have her mitzvahs, but since she's not going to have all the mitzvahs, therefore there's no chiyuv chinuch. Mashmi, even on her mitzvahs also, there's no chiyuv chinuch. That's what Rosh Lakish holds. So therefore, that's why the Mishnah says that a father could be madar binoy, his son, and not his daughter. So much like this. But bishleim el Rav Yechanan, diyom ha'alochi b'nozir, bishleim according to Rav Yechanan, that our Mishnah is alochi l'moshe m'sinai, ahochi b'naziris in, b'nadarim loy. That's why it's good we find such an Indian, the father can make naziris for his son, but we don't find that the father can make nadarim for his son. The father doesn't have right to make a neder for a son. That's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Elo l'Resh Lakish, according to Resh Lakish, that learns our Mishnah telling us like a mitzvah chinuch, that the father has a right to be mechanech his son in mitzvahs that he'll have to take care of later. He has the right to start teaching him now. Siv so, afilu nadarim nami. The halacha, when it comes to godly, can make a neder, there'll be hilchos nadarim upon him. Siv so, why doesn't the father have a right now to make nadarim upon his son, to teach his son how to act? Had the hilchos nedarim, how to be in the nod, how to act through another neder. So Mara says, it's true, and loy mi boy kama. Our Mishnah means not only this, even that. That loy mi boy bin nedarim. The last lay nivel, not only by nedarim is taka true according to Rosh Lakish, that a father has the right to make putting nedarim upon his son, to teach his son hilchos nedarim. Not only that there's no nivel, he's not making himself bad, but el afilu bin aziris. Even in the case where you want the father to put Hilchas Naziris upon his son, the Yisle Nivul, that over there we're holding back the son not to drink more, not to take a haircut, is not going to like it so much. There's Nivul, there's discomfort there. So maybe there's no Chiyiv Chinuch. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. No, that Afilu Hochi Chayiv L'Chanchoi. Still there's a Chiyiv Chinuch. Even though it's a little Nivul, our Korponim, still there's Chinuch. That's the Chiddush. But then, according to Rosh Lakish, there'll be a chinuch even in the Nedarim also, that a father couldn't make a neder upon his son. Must like this. Bishlam the Rabbi Yechonon the Yom Alochi Benazir. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it says that Alochel Mashim is saying Rabbi Yechonon Naziris. Haina Diktani. That's why Mishnah goes on to say the Chiddushim here that if the son later is Meicha, like disagrees and says he doesn't want to be a Nazir, or if the Kroivim disagree, so Alochel is the Naziris is bottle. See, if it's a special halacha, l'mashim esinai, that's all part of this halacha, that they could disagree and take away the naziris. Hainu diktoni, that's how Mishnah says, micha, oishem michu krevav, either the son himself speaks up and says he doesn't want to be a nazir, he can't take it. Or else the krevim, the brothers, the sisters, they come and complain it's too much for him. And the Mishnah says, what, the naziris goes away? See, if it's halacha, l'mashim esinai, very good. Elol Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rash Lakish, but the Rash Lakish Hashit there is, the reason of the Mishnah is only as a mitzvah chinuch, that the father is supposed to be mechanech his son. If so, kol keminu, kreivim, di arminen lei, le tigmure mitzvahs. What kind of right does the kreivim have, the relatives have, like to tell the son to stop doing this mitzvah? There's a mitzvah chinuch here. The father is teaching him hilchos nezirus. So what right do they have to tell him to stop, like not to learn hilchos nezirus? What right can they tell him to stop? Is kol kiminu kreivim der minu le tigmo mitzvahs? Does the kreivim have right to tell him stop learning mitzvahs? It's the mitzvah chinuch here. The father is being mechanech the son how to do mitzvahs nezirus. So what right do they have to stop it? So more it says, interesting, that ksav atei Rish Lakish holds that kol chinuch to loy choshiv loy nichalei, that any chinuch that's not choshiv, it's loy nichalei, it's no good for the son, that's not called chinuch. Something the son doesn't want, that's not called chinuch. So Taisa says like this, in the Amma before, Ksava ko chinuch loy choshiv, ke goin chinuch de naziris, vizyoinayhu, de megaleich sarev le nichalei, le b'nei, hilkach yocholimchis. That's a svara, since it's something he's not going to like, therefore he could be moicha. Then Taisa says, v'yesh gersum loy chashiva vachifrushay, that ko chinuchu loy hachshivay, though you say that chinuch to teach your son to do mitzvahs, is to get him used to the Indian that mitzvahs is a choshev thing. It's something dear and very great and special to do mitzvahs. But over here, you're teaching him to do something that he's not going to like, that's going to make him feel disgusting. That's not chinuch. In other words, it's a svara, stop the chinuch. That's not a chinuch if the son or the kreivim does not want him to be a nazir. And he's just not going to like it and like rebel against it. And it's just going to make him feel terrible being a nazir. That's not chinuch. Chinuch is the pshat that you teach your kid how to start doing mitzvahs, something that he likes, something that's choshev, you have to show him how nice it is. One says from Moshe, Moshe Feinstein Shlita, he also speaks that when a father does mitzvahs, he should never kvetch in front of a son. He should never kvetch, oh, vey, it's so hard, but still I'll do it. Because if the son hears like that, then the son says, no, it's hard for you, so I'm not going to do it anymore. Father has to do mitzvahs in front of his son, say, ah, it's geschmack, it's nice, it's so easy, it's so good. If you talk like that, you have to make your son want to do the mitzvahs. It says you have to make the mitzvahs choshev in the eyes of your son. But here by Naziris, if the son is to start complaining that it's no good, so to force them to keep on doing it, it's not kedai, that's not the mitzvah chinuch. Therefore, the svara according to Rash Lakish, that you don't have to do the chinuch on Naziris anymore. So Moses says weiter. Bishleim al Rabbi Yechonon di Yom HaLochi, according to Ben Nazir, according to Rabbi Yechonon, the din of our Mishnah, is a new HaLoch al Moshe Misinai, Mishum Hochi, Megaleach, Yobat HaKofa. That's why it's very good after the 30 days of Naziris, the locker is you have to take a haircut. Now when a Nazir takes a haircut, he has to shave off all his hair, and he's shaving off his payas also. Even though normal is an issa to shave off your payas. So by a Nazir, Midiraisa, that's a heter. So if you learn it's a loch l'mashim esinah, it's good that loch l'mashim esinah gives you the heter to give him this type of a haircut to cut off his payas. El, el Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rash Lakish, k'day l'chanche b'mitzvahs, ha'kovet ha'kofa. Good, you want to be mechanech your son as the mitzvah chinuch, but what right do you have to give him such a type of a haircut that you're shaving off his payas? That's an issur d'oraisa. So how could the mitzvah chinuch with the rabban and be over the issur d'oraisa of cutting off your payas? So Gemara says, Kesav Ratei Rish Lakish holds no, that HaKofas Kol HaRosh mid the rabbanin. That cutting off your Kol HaRosh means you're cutting off all your hair and the payas. That's mutter mid d'oraisa. Because mid d'oraisa, it's only yosef to do is to really to make it smooth from the front of your forehead to the back of the ear. If you want to make it a straight line and cut off the payas, that's the issur d'oraisa. But if you cut off all your hair all over your head, that's not osa mid d'oraisa. That's only mid rabbanin it's osa. So when a nazir takes his haircut, he has to shave off all his hair from the head. So that's only yosef mid rabbanin.
So then the svar is v'chinuch mid rabbonin. Now there's a mitzvah here as chinuch to get your son used to the mitzvahs of nazirus. Therefore the svar is v'yostachinuch the rabbonin v'doch yakov the rabbonin. Here we can understand that the rabbonin let you be over their iser, like hey marmu v'hey marmu. The rabbonin are the ones that said we don't want you to take such a haircut, even though you're shaving off the payas and your whole head. But that's only stam, they don't want you to do it. But when you're doing it l'shein chinuch mitzvahs nazirus, then the rabbonin let you do it. So Shloka shows that shaving off your whole head with the payas, that's only yosem with the rabbonin, and therefore mishum chinuch it's mutter. Bishleim the Rabbi Yechon in the Yoma halachi benozir ahochi megaleich maisi korban nafakasha. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's very good that after the haircut we bring kavanas for this nozir, because halachu Moshe Mitzrayim, it's called the good nazirus. So the korban is not called like chulin lazaro. Elo Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Ashlokish kadei lachancha b'mitzvois halkamaisi chulin lazaro. The chura is only a mitzvah with the rabbanon this nazirus. So it comes out midiraisa, your kid is not a nazir. And you have to bring kabonis. So it comes out, you're bringing chulin liazara. That means midi raisa, this korban you're bringing is only chulin. And you're shechting it in the base of Migdash itself. That's an issa to bring chulin inside the azara in the base of Migdash. So how could you be over nisa di raisa? So Gemara answers, Enechnami, Kisavi, you have to say, Rosh Lakish holds, Kisavi, I tell you, chulin bi azara lav di raisa. No, this issa bringing a behemah of chulin into the base of Midrash, you're making a shechita there, midi raisa, there's nothing wrong with it. So what? It's not carbon, okay? But all you're doing is doing a shechita. There's no issa, it's not us, it's not an issa midi raisa. Could only be awesome with the Rabbanan. So then we have the Svara, since it's only issa midi Rabbanan, here the Rabbanan will matter you. That since you're doing it, l'shem mitzvahs nezirus, as chinuch, the Rabbanan will matter you. But then, echnami, midi raisa, he holds, chulim biyazor is lav di raisa. So Rosh is weiter though. Bishleim al Rabbi Yechon di Amalochi ben Nozir, ahochi ki metama maisi korbin si porin. V'yochul koyin. There's another kasha now. That Bishleim according to Rabbi Yechon, if this kid, if your son becomes tamei, so halacher is, after he becomes tor, he has to bring two birds. Now by birds, when you bring it in the base of Migdash, you don't make a shchitzer on the birds. In the base of Migdash, the avoider is a malika. Malika, you take the thumb and go through the back of the neck. And it's not, that's a postle shchita. So therefore, if it's a korban that you have to bring the korban, so that's halacha by a korban, that the malika is mati, you're allowed to eat this bird. By the chatis oif, the halacha is the coins, allowed to eat the meat of the bird. So vishleim, if the oif is a real korban, it's good that there's a heta to make a malika, that's mati the koin eat it. But if you're going to tell me now, it's only midirabonin this naziris, midirayis, there's no chiyah to bring this oif. So if so, when the Kohen makes the Malika, it's like a treifa. Since it's not a korban, it's a regular bird, making a Malika on a regular bird, it's not the Shechita. So it should be awesome in the Raisa for the Kohen to eat it. So how are we matter the Kohen to eat these birds? So Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yechon, that's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, it's very good. Ahachi ki metam ha'maisi korban tziporin. V'yachol Kohen Malika. And the Kohen could eat the chat esoif through a Malika. Because halacha says midi raisa, the kid is a nozir, and therefore he has a chiyuv to bring these kabonis. Elo l'Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rosh Lakish hakoach al nevela. According to Rosh Lakish, that there's no chiyuv midi raisa to bring these birds. He's only a nozir midi rabbonin. So midi raisa, this bird that you set aside for your chatis, is chulin midi raisa, and still the kohen only makes some malika with his thumb through the neck, which is not a good shechita, and he eats the birds, he eats the meat. So who is eating the vela? How does he have a right to eat it? It's being over nisid iraisa. So Gemara says like this, I'll tell you that Yisavu Reb Yisri Reb Yehuda the ain shechita liyef min atayra. The chulam biyazara lav the iraisa. I'll tell you, Rosh Lakish holds that there's no shechita liyef min atayra. That means midi iraisa, you're allowed to eat a bird without shechita and echnami. All you have to do is just make sure it's dead and then eat it. But enechnami, there's not a locha to make a shechita. Shechita was only said by a behema, not by a knife. That we have to make a shechita is only midirabonin. Then it's good again that the kohen now, when he's eating this oif, even though it's not a korban this oif, it's only chulin midiraisa. But midiraisa though, you're allowed to eat the bird, even though you're just killing it through the neck. It's only midirabonin that you have to have a mitzvah shechita. Midirabonin here, since eating this bird, b'teris, chates oif, of a nozir, so midrabbanan al temitzvah schinach, the malika is a good maisa, therefore midrabbanan you'll eat this bird, But I'll tell you, Midiraisa, the reason why the Kohen is allowed to eat this bird, because he holds Midiraisa, you don't have to make a shchita on a knife. The Hilcha Shchita was only set upon behemoth and not upon eifus. I tell you, he says, Ksav Rav Yosef Chanina, ein shchita l'yef min ha-Torah, v'loi tzrich el nechira simonim. You only have to kill it, like strangle it simonim. Loi tzi adam derech simonim. You have to let the blood come out. V'michi moilek v'loi tzi adam sule tzarech. Once you let the blood come out, then it's mutter, you'll not eat it. So therefore, with the rice of the bird is mutter to eat. Therefore, there's no problem. Fred, the Gemara Kasha, is this true? This Sov Rav Yosi Hochi, is it true what he's saying? That Rav Yosi holds these two halachas that ain't shchita l'yef min ha-Torah, and Chulun Bazar is lav d'iraisa, for a Tanya would learn like this. Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda Oimer, mina yin l'chat esoif. Shehi bo ala sofik, how do the locher is that a chat esoif is brought even though on a sofik, shena necheles. The locher is not allowed to eat it. There's a special kula on a chat esoif. You're allowed to bring it even though you only have a sofik here. A regular chat esoif on a sofik you don't bring. There's a special locher on a chat esoif. When you bring a chat esoif, even though you only have a sofik, if you're mechuyif to bring it or not, like Tzoy says, going zav ezova mesofik. You have a doubt whether you're a real zav ezova, or else you're ledes. Or your latest lady that was mapil. She doesn't know if it was a vlad or ruach. She doesn't know if she has the chiyuv to bring a korban or not. So alachar is in asofik, you have a right to bring a chat esoif. But alachar is though, shein and necheles though. But even though you're allowed to bring it, make the zrika, but the kohen is not allowed to eat the bird. How do we know this? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, v'yazav ezoivoi, la zochol nekeva. So we say, makish nekeva la zochol. Ma zocho may be korban alavadai. Af nekeva may be korban alavadai. That's pshita. Now, ma zocho may be alasofik, just like a zocho male, when he does that, when he has these inyonim, a zav, he has to bring a korban alasofik. That's halacha. Af nekeva may be alasofik. The same thing by Yoledis, a lady that has a doubt whether she was mapel of vlad or not. She has a doubt whether she has to bring these korbanos. Still, she brings a chat esoif, she can bring alasofik. Now, the same type of a korban that he has to bring on his vadai zav, he brings on a sofik vav, a doubtful zav, is af nekeva, the same thing by nekeva. The same type of a korban that she has to bring for a vadai yoledis, the same type of a korban she brings on a sofik, on a doubtful yoledis. Now, ima zocha may be korban benechol. Maybe just like a zocha, when he brings the korban, his nechol, you'll not eat it. Af nekeva may be a korban benechol. Maybe the same thing, the nekeva could also bring a korban, and it could be eaten. Maybe it could be eaten. Like the Baran Torah says, ima zocha may be korban benechol al sveikoi. The osham toli nechol. When a man has to bring an osham toli min asofik, because we have a sofik, if he did it not there or not, that's the loch of an osham toli. So Noshim Toli Taka, that's the Lochitz Nechol. Maybe Af Nekeva Kishimevi Ala Sofik Ye Nechol. Maybe when the lady, the Sofik Yeledis, brings a Chatis Seif also, the Kohen could eat it.